Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word, and my blueberry muffin, Miss Brown Sugar.
Blueberry muffin?
Blueberry muffin. All right.
Alrighty.
And of course, we make up Smooth Drama, and we would love to hear from you. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, our call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can also jump into the chat room with us and holla at us. SmoothDrama.com is the site. Chat room's live. Everybody dive in. Questions, comments, concerns, it all gets talked about in there and on here while we're live. And we also do like 10 minutes after the show, depending on the conversation. We talk about pretty much whatever the hell is happening. We've had some crazy, crazy conversation, and we've had some Ms. Brown Sugar saying, get the hell out the chat room conversation. So if you want to social media with us, we have Facebook. You can ask to get into this Facebook group, myself or Mr. J, he of the Taliban ties, let you into the Facebook group. Myself or Mr. J, he of the Taliban ties, will let you into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk a taste about whatever, whenever, however. Oh, man. It's the apocalypse, Brown Sugar.
It still is.
It still is. 2021. Folks is like, man, 2020 is like, it's going to be over with. You're going to wake up and the apocalypse is going to be over with. Nope. Mm-mm. Not getting no break. Not getting none of that.
Yeah.
It just gets more scrumptious.
The idea, yes. And the idea of it being over at midnight was beautiful.
Is that what you did?
Hopefully.
It's like you went to sleep.
I mean, you know me, I get delusional and I fall into ideals and like what life could be like. So yeah, I mean, for a minute, you know, I was like, 2021, a fresh start, which it is still, but
yeah.
The apocalypse is still here. So
the apocalypse is still here.
Yeah.
All right, and I mean, it just gets more scrumptious. It gets you can't get no juicier at, well, let me stop saying that, because every time it just gets juicier and juicier. For example, Brown Sugar, the apocalypse is hitting so hard that the Taliban chief had to tell officials, wait for it, they can only take one wife. Because big weddings and dowries are depleting the funds.
What?
It's like, what's the world coming to? Oh,
okay.
you have to pay for a wife over there.
Well, I thought they did it. They gave it to the family. I didn't know there was like a fund.
Well, yeah, so you're in the Taliban, there's a fund, you pay dues, you know, there's a fund. And so they couldn't have the extravagant weddings and bridal payments because it's depleting the funds. And people are talking about this, is accusations of embezzlement. You know?
Okay.
But what's the world coming? Only one way.
I don't know.
Only one. That's the apocalypse right there.
I don't know how that works. Like, you know, I don't know, like, what the protocol is to have more than one wife, but all right. They'll be all right.
If you can afford to take care of more than one, you can have more than one.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just like, I didn't know there was, like, a fund. Like I said, I knew there was a dowry, but I just assumed that, whoever the man was, he had the money to give the money to the family of the bride-to-be.
Of course you wouldn't know about the fund. You ain't in the damn Taliban.
You know about the fund. Are you in the Taliban?
I read about it. I just read about it. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just not shocked that there's a fund. Of course, they're officials. They're in charge. The people in charge have a fund, and the people who are not in charge do not have a fund. See how that goes? It's universal. Christian or Muslim, atheist, Buddhist, Catholic, it don't matter. The people at the top have a fund, and the people at the bottom don't. Yeah. And of course, not to be no Debbie Downer, what would I be doing if I did that? The apocalypse. We can't talk about the apocalypse and not have Florida in the mix. At least once, right? At least once a week.
Yeah.
So,
at least a week.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay. Well, first, I'm going to say I did some sacrilege and I tore the tag off a pillow first. You know.
They're coming to get you.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I just messed up. I'm snitching on myself live.
Yeah, they might be out your door in the morning, busting it down.
If somebody knock on the door right now and we just go off the air, you know what happened.
All right.
Anyway, so two Florida men were arrested for, guess what they stole, Brown Sugar?
Florida men. Oh, wow. Dang. That could be anything.
But just think of some of the worst stuff that you can do.
I don't know. They stole corpses from the cemetery?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, they stole human remains and skulls to use in a religious shrine.
Wow.
Yeah. They was digging up graves of veterans so that they could get the remains and create a shrine.
Wow.
Because it's the apocalypse. I mean,
yeah.
If you're going to do some weird stuff, this is the time. This is the time.
I mean, the tripped out thing about that is you just think, like, how did they get caught? Because I'm sure they're not the first. And I'm sure even after they did it, there was probably other people that did it. So how did they get caught?
Well, they dug them up at the Edgewood Cemetery in Mount Dora, which is a central Florida city about 33 miles north of Orlando. And the sheriffs identified one of the perpetrators from DNA found on the smoked cigar left at the crime scene. Because, yeah, you got to smoke your cigar while you're doing it. Because they did the ceremony there. They found candles, sacrificed bird, and orange peel. And at the guy's home, they found a shed with the shrine, seven skulls.
They've been doing some things.
They've been sacrificing to their God. Yep. Florida.
I'm not surprised, I was
in Jacksonville and I drank some of the sulfur water and I was like, you know, I felt a little weird and I'm like guessing it's the water. It's gotta be the water. It's got to be the water.
I mean, isn't sulfur like a poison? I mean, you know.
Well, it's just sulfur water. It's just,
I mean,
it has a smell and a taste, but it's not.
Yeah, but sulfur is not good for you.
Yeah, sulfur is not good for you. Yeah, so it was like, I had the little taste. They give everybody the little cup. You can taste it. I took a taste. I was like, yeah, this is why they're crazy down here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not talking about all the people who are listening from Florida. I'm talking about everybody else. I ain't talking about you.
Well, I'm sure the listeners know somebody, though, so they can relate.
Well, hopefully you don't have anybody who has those religious shrines and digging up corpses.
Speaking
of corpses and all this other stuff, I gotta ask you, we gonna spend some quality time here. You ever heard of a guy, an actor named Armie Hammer?
Yes, I have.
What in the hell is that about?
What do you mean? His name, or he's doing something?
Oh, you obviously don't know.
Yeah,
he's an actor. Yeah, Armie, he kind of quit a movie he was working on.
Okay.
Yeah, because Armie was on the next level of the game. So he did the Bill Cosby. Well, he was doing the Bill Cosby on a different level. Nah, Cosby was like, hey, at least I'm going to offer you a drink. And let you go to sleep. At least you just, you know, you just woke up leaking, right? This one, he liked to manipulate them to have sex, call them kitties, and drink their blood. So
what?
Yeah, there was see, you wasn't ready.
I'm never ready for that.
So there was a Instagram DM scandal. So, yeah. So, he had to withdraw from a movie role because, yeah, there was some messages that he sent out calling himself a cannibal, fantasizing about drinking blood. He came out. I'm not responding to these bullshit claims, but in light of the vicious and spurious online attacks against me, I cannot, in good conscience now, leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. Lionsgate is supporting me in this, and I'm grateful for that. Yep. So he has requested to stay away from the film, meaning they told him, you got to get the hell up out of here.
Yeah.
Because it's
this
in response
not good,
to...
not good press for us.
Yeah, no. It's several alleged victims sharing on social media what they claim to be graphic sexual direct messages sent by him. You want to hear some of it?
Sure, why not?
All right. So, one of them was so hard. Thinking of holding your heart in my hand and controlling when it beats. I'm a 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you. To where they retort, yes, how may I be of help, Daddy? Oh my God, when you call me like it, I get so horny. I need to drink your blood. Why the distance? To which she responds, I am yours, Daddy. I will help you. To which he says, you're my angel. You're made to save me. You're mine, you hear me? Say it now. I am yours. I belong to you.
You know what? You know what? That is not like a big deal to me.
That's not?
It's just talk. No, because what? It's just talk.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's talk.
It's
but
talk.
Generally, most people, when they talk, they don't talk about, you know, drinking your blood, taking your heart out your chest.
No, I mean, that's true, too. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I don't know. I've had people say just outrageous things in your, you know, in my DMs or my messenger, you know, and it's people that I know, it's guys that I know. And, you know, I guess if it wasn't for the apocalypse, I probably would have been offended or appalled. And, you know, I just kind of laugh it off. And, you know, some of them I'm asked, what would their wives think? Or, you know, have you asked your wife for these things? Or, you know, because I know them. So, I mean, I just feel like it's just talk. And if she felt like she was unsafe, I don't know if she would have responded that way.
But it was several women.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like that one you just read, I feel like if she felt unsafe, you know, there's ways to respond. So, like I said, I just remember like Girl Six and how, you know, the men would call in and, you know, and it was just talk.
Yeah, but didn't Girl Six end with the dude finally chasing her down and trying to break into her apartment and rape her?
Oh, yeah, I don't know that part. I don't remember that part. I mean, I knew she felt unsafe. I remember her feeling unsafe at one point, but
yeah.
I don't remember like how far it got. But
yeah, so,
I mean,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, not to say that I feel like if you feel unsafe, you shouldn't entertain it. Because, once you respond and you, like, consent to it, then that's when it's a problem. Like, so I'll respond. But like I said, I'm asking, you know, well, what does your wife think? Or have you asked your wife? Or what does your girlfriend think? You know, is she into this too? And are you bringing her in? You know, and then the conversation changes or it stops.
So
that's all I'm saying.
So were you in on some of the talks with Army Hammer?
No.
You sure?
But I mean, if he had of like DM me, I would have asked him how, you know, if you, even if I didn't know if he had a woman, I would have said something referring to a woman in him, you know, another woman. I know he probably has a significant other or is not married. So then, yeah, I would inquire, because usually when you bring in someone else, that's when the conversation changes. Because then it's like, oh, now you want to mess everything up. Because, see, the fantasy is not with their wife. It's with you. So then you bring in their significant other, and then it's like, okay, no, you just messed it up. So, yeah.
So you know, you're a metaphorical cock blocker.
What does that mean?
Meaning you killed the dream.
I mean... If, you know, if I'm not interested, I definitely will kill it, you know.
Okay.
And I probably would have killed that if he's talking about cannibalism. That's not a turn on. Not for me.
Yeah,
but maybe the person he is with, it is.
Well, I think, Brown Sugar, that is the reason why multiple women came forward, because they weren't comfortable with the cannibal part. I want to drink your blood and control your heart. And yeah,
that's what I'm saying. They felt unsafe, but
yeah, just a little bit. I mean, because if I'm DMing you and I'm talking about how I want to drain you of your blood, you might be a little nervous. You might be a little nervous.
I mean, I definitely would, and then I just feel like I wouldn't have entertained it. I would have said, you know, that's disgusting, or, you know, I'm not into that, or that's a turnoff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't think I would have done what she did.
Right.
I wouldn't have called him daddy, and I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying?
But let's look at the scenario, though. One, he's a famous actor, right? So, folks, you got to remember, some folks want to latch on to that. It's like, I mean, people get famous because they fuck famous people. That's just the reality, right? I mean, Mr. Rogers' wife just died. There was a story about Mr. Rogers' wife. She ain't did nothing but fuck Mr. Rogers. And they're talking about her dying.
Yeah.
And that's the culture we're in. You don't have to do anything special but fuck somebody special or that people think is special. So for them, there's a sixth spiritual turn on, right? There's a sixth spiritual turn on. If I fuck Army Hammer, I'm more important in the world because I had important dick in me. It's vulgar, but it makes sense, right? Because
not to me, it doesn't. No, because
we ain't talking about you. Stop it.
All right.
That's the point. That's where we're at. You see, we're talking about people who are famous because they fucked somebody famous, not because they did anything worthwhile in their life. It's like, shit, Superhead. I mean, she became a millionaire because she fucked famous people. She did nothing. She didn't cure cancer.
Well, I'll say this. She did it and she talked about it, because you have to think about all of the other women before her, during her, and after her, who didn't talk about it, and they're just, you know, they're still working at AT&T, which, you know, is no big deal, but they didn't make that $1 million. But then that's, I mean, if you're willing to talk about it, then yeah, it does make you famous. But I mean, fucking a famous person isn't that big a deal if that famous person is fucking like 15 other people before, between you and after. You know what I mean? I don't, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand where the big deal is.
Well, but that is a big deal.
You're not special. You're not special if it's 30 people in that time frame of you and 30 other people.
Well, you understand that if you fuck someone famous, yes, you're one of 100,000.
Yeah.
That's understood. But at the end of the day, the allure is I fuck Mary J. Blige. I fuck Rick James.
And if you're willing to talk about it, then yeah, maybe you will become special.
Well, no.
But if you keep it a secret.
No, it's a boost for some people. It's a boost for some people. It's just hey, on my mental trophy mantle, I got Rick James. I got Eddie Murphy. You know what I'm saying? That's it's on the mantle. It's a mental mantle. There are a lot of grandmas out there right now and grandpas who got, well, I don't know. And some of the transgenders, are they grandpas or grandma? I don't know which one they would be. But, yeah, there are a lot of people who got those memories.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
It was on and cracking.
And, see, I've been in situations to where I could have, and you see, like, it's you and 50 other girls. So I can, yeah, but so can those other 50 girls. So why, you know, it's not like I haven't had sex before, and it's not like I won't have sex ever again.
But that's not the point.
So I don't.
That was never, that's never the issue. Yeah,
and I guess for most people, if it's the fame that got you, then I guess so. Yeah, then,
right.
You know,
so that's
and that's the thing for me, and that's why I'm like, I don't care that you're famous, so I'll, you know,
right.
I'll bow out.
Right. So Armie Hammer, so we have Armie Hammer here, right? He's famous, and the lure is, hey, when you watch the movie, you're like, yeah, I sucked his dick. That's what they're thinking. They're just sitting up there. It's like, mom's proud. It's like, is that your favorite movie? Yes, it's my favorite movie. So, you knew, yeah, you and him had that special moment. It just, but we say he ruined it, but you can also say he's a victim of his celebrity. Because one could say that if Armie Hammer, not to be confused with Armin Hammer.
Right.
right. So Armie Hammer, if he's just Armie Hammer UPS driver, this is not a story. They don't report Armie Hammer UPS driver. They just say, ooh, you nasty. And that's it.
Yeah.
So that's the fame also. The fame, even if we're talking about, it's just words. There's some weird-ass words, but it's just words, right? But his words weigh a little bit more than anybody else. Then it becomes a story. Because he's famous. Yeah, but that's the price of fame. They talk about what's the price of fame. This is the price of fame.
Yeah, you lose your privacy for sure.
Yeah, anything you say can be used against you in the court of public opinion.
You are right.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It will all be misconstrued. it will all come and get you. That's why I get famous. I'm a ruin it.
How are you gonna do that?
I'm gonna do something like doo doo on somebody's car on national TV. I'm gonna do something where I can ruin my fame. Like, we don't ever want to talk about him no more.
Yeah, that but you're ruining your fame, but you're possibly ruining your money.
Well, no. See, once you get the money, then you can ruin your fame. That's the point. Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it.
I don't know. I just feel like you just live a straight. You just live a straight life. You just don't. You know, you just don't veer into the crazy. You just do a normal, you know what I mean? Because really being an actor shouldn't be viewed as anything more than you being a doctor, a lawyer, a bus driver, a teacher. It's a job you chose. Yes, not everybody can do it, and not everybody makes it in that job, but then there's not everybody's a doctor, not everybody's a lawyer. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's where, you know, my thought process is, and that's why I guess I don't buy into, like, celebrity and, idolizing them, because they're just regular people who chose acting as a profession.
Right. So, yeah, you're one of those people. We're one of those people who want to be regular. You're not hanging out in the bushes trying to get a peek at Chris Webber.
No.
Like that, you ain't doing that.
See, that's different. You can't. That's why you bring up him.
What?
Why you bring up him?
I'm just saying.
You
I'm
can't
just saying.
Bring up him though. You can't
well,
bring
just,
him up.
Why can't I bring up Chris Webber?
Because it's not the same.
What you mean it's not the same?
I can't believe you brought him up.
What I'm saying, Chris Webber. What? I'm saying you're not the type of person, like a lot of people
have celebrity crushes. He is not a celebrity crush. He is just a crush. If I saw him on the street,
he's kind of.
But
famous.
It wouldn't matter though. It wouldn't matter whether he was a celebrity or not.
Really? Okay.
Really?
If he wasn't, if
my
he
crush
wasn't
has
celebrity.
Nothing to do with his celebrity at all. He is a gorgeous man.
All right. So, see, sound like some hypocrisy here. But
how is that?
You wouldn't have known Chris Webber if he wasn't a celebrity.
That is true.
Okay, so.
But I can't help that he became one and I saw him. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan is a celebrity too, but I ain't feeling Michael Jordan like that. And there's nobody else but Chris Webber that I'm feeling like that. Like, I don't have no other celebrity crush.
Okay.
Like, nobody.
All right. So you're saying that if Chris Webber was still in the Bay Area, you may or may not allegedly be hanging around his bushes.
Possibly, yes. I think he's in SAC. I don't know if he still is, but at one point in time he was in SAC, and you know, I drove out there.
Oh my God.
That is I love him. And I don't, you know, it's just how you love certain people or I don't like celebrities. That's why I said I know it's not about his celebrity because it's him. It has nothing to do with him playing basketball. Him having money, it's him.
Now this invalidates everything that you said just prior. But you know what?
How?
Okay. You know what? We're gonna go on break.
You know what? It don't even matter because it's nothing anybody can say to change my opinion or to change my view. He's been my man in my mind since the 90s. We have been together for 30 years in my mind.
Right.
So there's nothing, you know, you could say.
I got nothing. You know what? We going on break.
I mean,
this is Rhapsody. We done. This is Rhapsody. Nina.
Strength, 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 strength. Blood on the legs.
Blood on the
legs. And blood at the root. Check.
And blood at the root.
So bleed.
Emit like rap or emit teal. I drew a line without showing my body, that's a skill. Bad to the bone and the grill. You be dead wrong if you look to kill. I'm still on my spiel in the spirit of El Hill. I own the sparrow, nose like a pharaoh. I bloodline trill for the young and all the meals. We all gon' get meals. Talk a lot of game, but we get paid to like Jamil. Was raised upon a hill. The valley's a sunken place. I'm just trying to build like I came with some cheddar weight. Know I'm a God MC, cause nigga, I made the devil wait. Walk brought hell, you ain't gotta tell me I'm hella great. I don't speak on it nowadays, I just meditate. Y'all can have the bars, nigga, I spit hard metal gates. Henry Louis Gates when I caught me some new estate. Make room for myself, I'm in a way different mental place. I keep it real, all y'all look anime. I'm fine like anime, black don't crack like Angela. Black and brave like in the A. It don't come with apologies, let's just sip in some Andre. When you greet me, it's namaste. I'm gonna spread love the Brooklyn way or like marmalade. No matter if you street or more like the promenade. We gotta come together like the corn and the dookie braid. For the present and future days, I say what I gotta say. I am Nina Aries. Murder, the one you love but ain't heard of. Got my middle finger up like Pac after attempted murder. Failed to kill me, it's still me. Look, I'm singing Shirley Murder. I see these ladies' edges down. Brown women, we so perfect with them. Steel nigga to steel nigga being cropped out the picture. But we all know who got the juice. My sisters imitating us in all the Hollywood pictures. And still they'll never be us. Nigga, nigga, I'm the backwoods. I need the woods. Think about the life you should lead. A new dawn, another deed. I tried to do some good. I felt more damn than Mississippi was. They denied Nina in Philadelphia until we first appeared, like all the 400 years of our own blood, Africa. Old Panthers looking back like, who gonna come up after us? Outside the movies, I make sure before it moved you, it moved me. Now bow down to a queen.
Survivor. Here's to the honey. For the bittersweet and me, I've shed this blood so romantically, so viciously twice. Here's to a moment of silence. I'm poured and poured of my soul again. Here's to a victory. There was never a we, there was you all, and there was me in this war. Likeness that succeeds, I like me to surrender, trying and dying to breathe poetry, to rise in the light of day. To subconsciously exist consciously, ascending towards freedom, praying for a breather. Do you see my pain? Do I see my prey? Empathy be the reason you're still standing. We are not the same. I've lived more lives than you. I have less pride than you. I'm extraterrestrial. I was created different. I've been here many times before, and I've never been defeated and still. I will never be defeated.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Rhapsody, Nina. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, we just go.
What? You know what? I don't even want to talk about it anymore because it doesn't really matter. Because, like I said, Chris is my boo who doesn't know he's my boo, but he's still my boo. So, you know.
I wasn't even going there. I'm going into the dumbass of the week. Stop sounding like a stalker. Stop sounding like a stalker.
I don't see how I'm a stalker.
Anyway, this is our dumbass of the week. All right, dumbass of the week, Rudy Giuliani. Extra, extra special. Rudy Giuliani, in response to everyone saying that he was one of the instigators for last week's staged non-event that didn't happen, that was a false flag, all that, he says, well, remember, you know, half the people say that, nah, that, remember, that was, they said that it didn't happen. It was staged. It wasn't a real riot, or it wasn't really sedition. No, it wasn't.
Mm.
According to all
the
people.
I didn't hear that. I heard that it was Antifa, but I didn't hear that it was staged.
Yeah, it's staged. There's a lot of crazy talk. Anyway, so in his statement, in defending his speech, he said that he actually got it from the documentary, the fictitious documentary in Britain, when he called the statement Trial by Combat. He got that from that fictitious documentary, that true story, Game of Thrones.
What?
You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. Ooh, Rudy Giuliani, you know, the lawyer for Donald Trump, and one of the people who is they're looking at charging for bigging up all those folks and getting them built up for last week's non-event. He said his statement, "We just need to do trial by combat," came from documentary, the true story, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what? But you said it, and that's what they tried to do.
It's from Game of Thrones, though. That true story, that documentary.
The documentary Game of Thrones. Well, maybe he knows and he has seen something we haven't.
Apparently, the dragons, White Walkers, all that. Although, I guess we could say it was a bunch of White Walkers last week. They just went to the Capitol.
Okay.
Alrighty. I just rolled on in there. Just rolled on in there. Dumbass of the week, Rudy Giuliani. That is one of the more special statements.
I was gonna say. I mean, I'm sure you really should have had a top five for him, and that's just because lack of time. You can't do more than five, but yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's done some dumb ass stuff.
Yeah. Yes, he said some stuff. Yeah, when his head was leaking on TV. I mean,
yeah, that was embarrassing.
He's a special man. Very special.
And nobody up there was his friend. My friends would have told me.
Well, somebody would have came. Well, no, but then you ain't social distancing, right? So, you know, real friends.
You don't have to. You have people standing on the side of him. Somebody could have said, hey, and wiped the side of their head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, all them cats had COVID. So it wasn't a lot of folks that trying to, the COVID crew was hanging out with the COVID crew only.
You could have told me.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not his friends.
No. Yeah, I don't think them kind of folks is capable of friendship anyway. So.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
A lot of rattlesnakes hanging around. The only reason why they don't bite each other is because they're all poisonous. So it's like, yeah, I got poison too. What?
Exactly. Exactly. We're all just going to die, I guess.
Right. Well, speaking, well, I don't know. Because if you're all poisonous, you got the same poison in you. I don't think that they can bite each other and kill each other.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, if somebody knows anything about that, because my research of rattlesnakes is very limited. My version of snakes is legendary. And so, yeah. I try not to even look up basic facts.
Yeah, I'm not interested either. Yeah. So if anybody does happen to know, just shoot an email. If you know in the chat, post it there.
Throw it in the chat room. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Y'all in the chat room wilding, talking about he need to get false teeth that fit in. He's been accused of being in blackface. All right, y'all see y'all on the whole other level.
That's true, though. He probably, that might have happened. They not lying. What are you trying to do now, Rudy? They would have called him out for racism. So, he let it happen and let it run down to your chin, I guess.
When they say let it snow, just let it drip. All right. Speaking of being real friends and healing. Oh, well, they say rattlesnakes cannot die from their own venom. They are immune. See, I knew it. Thank you, curious individual.
But then can another rattlesnake, so that means another rattlesnake can't bite you and kill you. But then I'm sure it would, make you feel bad if nothing else.
It's just like if another human bit you.
If another human bites me, if a human being bites me, I still need to get a tetanus shot. So
maybe.
I mean, I'm not going to die necessarily, but I'm not going to feel good either.
Hold on, because there are many people who have hickeys, whatnot, and they didn't have to go get tetanus shot.
That's not a bite, though. That doesn't necessarily break the skin. A hickey doesn't break the skin. At least it shouldn't break the skin.
Okay. All
right. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
All that is a blood clot.
Okay. Well, we're going to move past this. We're going to talk about healing. So... they're talking about healing the racial wounds here in America by proposing having the Black National Anthem be sung before games, whatnot.
What?
I was like, you know what? That actually would have a positive. You want to know what that positive is, Brown Sugar?
What would that positive be?
They would stop playing the national anthem on TV. You would, if you was at the game, they may or may not use it. I doubt it. I think if you proposed and passed where they would use Black National Anthem, they probably would get rid of playing the National Anthem altogether.
Yeah. We're just not going to do anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
We would just start the game.
Yeah.
So
that's possible.
Here's to them. Power to the people past that, and then we'll never have to see the national anthem on TV sung ever again. Boxing, none of that.
No. I mean, for me, it doesn't make me any difference. I never, you know. When I was a little girl, I would stand because everybody else was standing. But as I got older, I stopped standing. So, I mean, and I don't care, you know, whether I hear it or not. And, I mean, the Black National Anthem is not going to – is that the Black National Anthem?
Lift every voice.
No, but I'm saying that's not like our national anthem. Is that what that's called, a national anthem for us?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I mean, I don't think Black people care. I mean, I don't think that's one thing we've like, dang, you know what's missing from this game? It'd be really cool
right.
if they sang the Black National Anthem. I mean, I don't think.
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
I get that. But I'm just saying, just for the optics, if the Black National Anthem was put on the docket, we probably would get through 1 year, and then they would just vote to get rid of the national anthems altogether. I could see it. They would stop showing it on TV, everything.
Yeah.
I would put every dollar I have that would happen. Every dollar I have. I am so confident in that. Oh, so confident.
Yeah. I guess it would be nice. You know, some people probably would be like, oh, cool, but.
Yeah. The five of them in the stand who know the song would sing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be it. But, like I said, these are the crazy ideas that happen during the apocalypse. I, for one, hope it passes because then it will lead to, and I'm just saying, I feel this in my heart. I feel it all in my bones, and it feels good that it would it would go away. And I'd be singing that Tony Sony song.
It feels good.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the apocalypse. It's the apocalypse that brings us all out. For example, there's a what you call the QAnon shaman. Jacob Anthony Chansley.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't eaten since Friday because jail won't feed him all organic food.
Well, a judge ruled for him to be served his whatever specific, because he has to have a specific kind of meal because it's religious purposes. So I guess if you're a Muslim and if you're in jail, then you do get like a special diet.
Yeah. So you didn't say it, so I'm going to say it. Fuck you, bitch. It's jail. I know the judge ruled for
it.
I'm sorry, but I'm not. Fuck you, bitch. It's jail. You went to jail. Ain't no special. I'm like, we give special treatment in jail. Jail.
Well, apparently, lots of people, for religious reasons, can be served a special diet.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I happened to just read the article where, because I was like, okay, he's a bitch. But, and then like the next day or a couple of days after that came out, then they were like, judge rules for him to receive you know, whatever he needs to eat to live and all that stuff. And I'm like, shit.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck him.
Wow. I agree. I don't think he should have to, I don't think he should get anything. But, you know, I'm not in charge of the law, so.
Yeah, I'm like, it's jail. I'm sorry. Fuck.
Yeah, because I was always under the impression that they at the very least, had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So, eat this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all right. Shit.
Okay.
I don't know, so maybe it's like school lunch?
All right. You know.
No, I'm serious, because
School lunch.
Is preparing kids for pipeline to prison. That school lunch is preparing kids to get ready for that jail food.
Okay.
You can say what you want to say. But it's in preparation.
All right. So I can't do it. We going to talk about because I hate them. We just going to go into the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week. John Calipari. Coach of the Kentucky basketball team. College. Came out and his players. They had kneeled. They were protesting, and they were acknowledging the hypocrisy of what happened last week. And he was like, "Well, I understand. I support the guys, but I don't know if that's a good thing to do right now." Now. I don't know why he said that, because they're in Kentucky. One of the more racist states, one of the more backwards racist states. You know, it's like oxymoron racist state, but Kentucky is one of them places where you're like, why?
They're not hiding it. They're not hiding it at all.
Right, but I would always wonder, and I know it's because they get paid there, right? I get that. They get paid, and that's why they go to Kentucky. So it's like college basketball, right? So Kentucky, Notre Dame, Kansas, you always wonder why those are top programs. I mean, we know they get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he's like, yeah. Don't bite the racist hand that feeds you. When in reality,
yeah.
I mean, if y'all not paying, I've always wondered why all the California schools and Florida schools aren't winning championship after championship. I mean, we understand that there's a pay part, but I mean, there's some kids who actually stay at Kentucky and Kansas for years. They go to Notre Dame for years. It's like South Bend, Indiana, Lexington, Kentucky, Lawrence, Kansas. Like this is where we hanging out in our formative, fun college years. Not going to San Diego State. We're going to Kansas. We're going to Kentucky. I mean, places that you probably couldn't give away too many free vacations to. Like, you know, we could probably have a special, like, hey, You got this special vacation package to Kentucky. It's probably not going to be a lot of people biting.
Yeah. Not even if it's free.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I got the chat room. And I'm just, wow, y'all tripping in the chat room. I'm asked in the chat room, is there anybody, if they were offered a prime vacation to Kentucky, would you go?
Is Kentucky, can it even be a prime vacation? Like, what could be?
Right. That's what I'm just asking.
Oh.
I'm just asking.
I mean, I don't know. You know me. I'm going to try and make the best out of the situation at hand. So, I mean, if it's free, I probably would go just because I had never been to Kentucky before.
Mm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I know, I'll try anything once.
All right. Miss T to U Boo said, yeah, I'll maybe go to Kentucky. You know what?
Yeah.
Y'all, see, that's why y'all my role model. That's why y'all my role. That's why I admire y'all. We going to Kentucky. Yeah. Kentucky.
I mean, it's free.
I just said a prime vacation. Like, it's not one of them places where you're, like, clamoring to go. You never hear about people like, I'm going on vacation to Kentucky.
No, I mean, if anybody does go to Kentucky, it's because they have family there. So,
yeah. So,
see, somebody said it has the best bourbon and chicken, of course. So, curious individual thinks they have the best bourbon and chicken.
All right. Well,
you like chicken.
I like chicken. But I'll get my chicken outside.
Is it fried chicken? Baked chicken, barbecue chicken. What kind of chicken is it that's good?
They just got some good ass chicken, obviously.
Okay.
I'm not gonna find out. So yeah. Anyway, John Calipari. It's not a good time to represent yourselves because, hey, there's a lot of races here in Kentucky. They're going to be mad at you. Know, that's essentially what he's saying, right? It's a lot of races in Kentucky. Yeah. So for all my people in the chat room, when y'all go to Kentucky, please go to the Smooth Drama group. And please post your pictures. I want to see. Yeah, Kentucky Derby. Okay. I want to see pictures. Having a good time. Yeah. I mean, because the Kentucky Derby is sort of like when I used to live in San Diego in Santee, which they affectionately called Clantee. They used to have a rodeo. Lots and lots of Confederate flags went up. I was never really curious to go there.
I don't think I would have been either.
Yeah, that's why they called it Clan T. As opposed to its natural name, Santee. And I'm guessing at the Kentucky Derby, I would feel oh so comfortable. Oh so comfortable. I could see it. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Clay Creation. R.I.P. MF Doom. Doom Creation. The origin of young Victor.
I found Victor Von Doom and his father the next morning, nearly frozen to death.
They have murdered my mother, and now they have killed my father. They will pay
All of mankind shall pay for this.
Even then, I had the uneasy feeling it wasn't young Victor Von Doom who would need my protection.
By thanking our sponsor for financial and parts for this Frankenstein monster. A young black boy from San Diego, California. Found a villain's music just to channel out of trauma, damn it. Villain made a panic with a panoramic, hypermanic, float on floor planets and never landed. This could be misleading. The crime scene, rhyme scene, left MCs bleeding from brutal beating. Metal face gleaming. Only the prophetic could decipher all the meaning. All hail King Ghidorah. Now pipe down, clown, before we kick you out the theater. Technique sort of rare. Villain full of MCs, space out of derriere. Very scared. Be warned and prepared. They stopped the rampage with a beer from the frigidaire. There was only one left. Take a rapper's mic and tell him I can draw the death. Yourself you better check before you even think you could rap. They'll leave your lip left.
At last. His experiments ended abruptly. What have I done to myself? My face, it is hideous. And so, Victor Von Doom hid from the world, taking refuge with the mysterious order of monks. Here he became Dr. Doom.
Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Clay Creation, Doom Creation. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. R.I.P. MF Doom. So that was not only a shout-out to MF Doom, but that was also a love letter to all the nerds out there listening. Only the true nerds knew how awesome that was. Anyway, I'm just saying. And speaking of, because we going into that, to our Groundhog Day. But before we get to Groundhog Day, I'm going to give you something that you probably didn't heard before, Brown Sugar.
And what might that be?
The number two guy in Al-Qaeda was killed. You ain't heard it in a while. You heard that before, right?
I was going to say, I thought the number two guy was already dead.
Yeah, they always kill the number two guy. See?
Yeah, so I don't understand.
You only want to be number one. They never kill the number one guy. But if you like you in the top 10, you're like, oh, hell no. Because when two gets killed, if you're three, you're like, you start thinking, am I the number three? It's three of us in the room. Shit. That means I'm number two.
Okay.
It's just funny. For no reason whatsoever. We talk about murder, but it's funny because it's like you start thinking it's three people in the room, right? You're in the room with the top guy and his assistant, and you're the assistant to the assistant, and they get the assistant, number two guy. And then you start thinking, damn, they done got about 25 number twos.
And exactly. So then, were they all number two, or were they just people?
They were number two. It's like if
or
you
did they
the
move up
10,
in rank once somebody else? So once the first number two was
right.
murdered, then that means somebody moved up, and then they got that one. So that means they just keep moving up.
Right. Yeah. So
nobody ever stops to think, I don't want to be number two.
Right. Exactly. It's like, you are now my number two. No.
No. No.
You just go running out the room.
Exactly.
Number two.
No.
Oh. Yep. So, yeah. According to Pompeii, they got number two. Yeah.
I thought he was dead five people ago, but okay.
Well, he was. Right, because they always get number two. You don't want, it was like in Mexico a few years back. I believe I was still in San Diego at the time, and they kept killing the police chief. So it's like they killed the first police chief, and the deputy police chief became the police chief, and then they would kill them. Just,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it just kept going. It went like six times. They like bumped off.
Wow.
And it was like, after a while, it's like, I'm just quitting the force. Because
yeah, I was going to say that that position cannot be filled.
Right. Because they keep killing. It's like, well, shit, I'm just a regular police officer. They done killed six people in my department. And seniority-wise, hey, guess what? You're the police chief. And once again, no!
Say, no, the hell I'm not.
Right. See, that's the reason why they start building them tunnels underneath the wall. Because, like, everybody who was up for police chief in Mexico was like, shit, I'm getting the hell up out of here. You ain't bumping me off. So, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, it's akin to that. But while we're doing that, I guess we should go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. Guess what, Brown Sugar?
What?
There was a Fox News guest who I'm just not going to say their name because they just, none of them need to have their name said. He says the police would have hesitated against black rioters. Last week.
They would have? Wait, what?
Yeah. He was essentially saying the exact, because there was the criticism that, well, hey, Black Lives Matter and other protesters just walking down the street got the rubber bullets, got the tear gas, they got everything. And these folks didn't even get none of that. And he said that, yeah, they would have got that too. If they would have been there, if that would have been black protesters. And
okay, so go ahead.
I'm gonna agree with him. See,
but
different
I'm confused. Well, my thing is they couldn't get it when they were protesting on their own. They couldn't get the like no rubber bullets and no tear gas. But they can get it if these other rioters are getting it?
No. See,
these patriots?
No, but see, let me finish my point. See, what I was going to say is I agreed with that Fox News guest when he said the police would have hesitated against the black rioters. But I have a different explanation as to why they would have hesitated. See, because of such a large number of people there, and they know that they were about to murder all of them, they would wait it to send a signal to cut off all the satellites, take out all the camera people that were there, take all of the camera trucks out, the satellites, everything. So there was no feed. And then, because there's no video, you've taken out the internet, you've taken out the towers, all that, then they would have went and murdered everybody there. Mm. That's why they would have hesitated. They had waited for the signal. All the satellites are gone. All the towers are down. Yep. It's been mass slaughter. And then they would just say, well, it'd been he said, she said. Yeah, it was mutual combat. And the people who were trying to take over the Capitol were all slaves.
Yeah.
I'm
glad, though, they weren't out there. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with Black Lives Matter, with their agenda, but, I mean, I feel like, yeah, they could have put it on them as well. And no, it's the onus is all on the Patriots.
That's why I'm trying not to talk about them. I'm trying not to talk about them. You know what? Because they're in the aftermath, they threatened action during the inauguration next week. They threatened action at all 50 capitals of these here in the United States. So, and they beefed up security. They even have military personnel sleeping in the Capitol.
Yep.
They're bunked out there.
They said it's more troops at the Capitol than there has been in Iraq.
Yep. So.
So, yeah. That tells you something.
Yep. So now we're playing the waiting game now. Are people going to live their lyrics? Because the National Guard is being called up in every state. So for all them people who were doing the National Guard thing to get that check, you about to be out there on the front lines, homie, or you going to jail. So,
right.
Yeah, it's about to get mad real. And you know they've already called them. So, yeah. Probably got that call Saturday. They ain't even wait till Monday. You got the call Saturday. Hey. Suit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you just kind of want it to come and go, so you can just get it started and get it over with. Let it happen. Let it all just be what it is, and move on toward that.
Yeah. Well, so. Where will you be at, Brown Sugar?
When what? At the inauguration?
Yeah.
In my room or living room, watching it, maybe, possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like crowds anyway, so I probably would never go anyway, even if none of this was happening, if it wasn't COVID and all the racial climate, like, I don't like big crowds like that, so I would never go.
So there's an interesting comment in the chat where they said the scene with the black cop who was running from the crowd and then sending him in the wrong direction, who was filming him, the camera was behind him. Well, I'm going to guess they saw it was the black cop and he's running for his life. See, I'm going to say this, and to anyone out there listening, as a black man, cop or not, when there are a bunch of white people chasing you, you just run. There is no wrong direction. You just run.
Well, and the fact that he didn't have a weapon as well. Like, he didn't have a gun. He had that one little stick he was swinging that he dropped and picked up. So, I mean, I think, I don't necessarily know if it was staged. I do think that some people knew some things were going to happen and others didn't necessarily know. Like, they, you know, I do think there was, like, somebody on the inside, you know.
Yeah. Well,
moving,
I mean,
people into place for certain things, but yeah.
Yeah. Now, there were some people who were passing. So I saw the Facebook Live of an individual who is very, very light-skinned, and he was there, and he's like, look at this shit, and he was giving commentary the whole while. Now,
yeah, I think some people had just followed them in to film, though. I don't think everybody was there to be malicious. I think there were some people that was there to film and to capture the moment on, you know, on camera. Yeah.
And I mean, potentially, if you're filming that, if his blackness doesn't prevail, we probably would have saw lynching live.
Yeah.
Going viral.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, he, so, you know, he was lucky.
I mean, and I get what they're saying about it looked staged, because it did. It did look like, okay, here, first they charge into the Capitol and push all these police officers with their riot gear on. You know, they have their little face, the shield. And they're pushing
holy
past them like nothing. But then this one little, you know, security, because that's what he looked like. He didn't look like a police officer. He looked like a security guard. They stop. And nobody charges him or runs past him. It does look suspicious. But at the same time.
Right. So,
you know, you never know in heightened issues like that.
Right. So let's break this down. Those cops, a lot of them were probably filmed. Were friends, I mean. A lot of them are friends. It's sort of like the terrorist, the killer that's out right now, taking pictures.
Oh.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of his name.
The terrorist?
The white guy from Kenosha.
So it's
sort of like, remember in the video, the cops giving him water, you okay? And then he went and killed those two people, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, in this situation, yeah, the cops make it look good, but yeah, y'all go on in because they're in on it, right? They're all partners. But I'm going to take a guess that the black dude was in on it. We just going to take a leap of faith. Staged or not.
Yeah, it was on a need to know basis, and he didn't need to know.
Right. The black dude is not in on the white supremacist plan. We can guesstimate 938 million% that he ain't in on the plan. Never was, never will be. So, yeah. Just no matter what we talking about, the black dude not in on the plan. We'll never be in on the plan. That's the reality. So, it's one of those things that I find amazing that we talk about things that are staged when it comes to a certain group of people. I mean, so what about these protests that we've been talking about forever? When you see, I mean, because we have videos showing that at some of the Black Lives Matter protests, whatnot, there were white individuals who were breaking windows, they were burning cars. They're on camera. What they did was staged. No one can believe that. I mean, it wasn't that staged because the white woman tried to get at the senators and she got shot. That wasn't staged.
Yeah, that was crazy to me too. I feel like it is staged in the fact that it was planned. So if stage means, then yeah, it was planned. And like you said, there were certain people that knew because they talk about the tours. Like there was tours the day before, which they were saying some of the representatives, you know, don't give tours. So why were they doing it that day? And you know, it's a lot of you know, I guess, well, you know, for lack of a better word, you could say coincidences happening.
Right.
But
how
does
you know where Nancy Pelosi's office is?
Exactly.
Things like that. Yes. And, I mean, it's come out where some of the guys that were involved have said, the congressmen were in on it. Yes. That's staging. Yes, because it was a planned thing. They were trying to get the ballots. They were trying to burn the ballots.
Yeah. And take some hostages and possibly kill some, you know.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just all crazy. So white people bullshit.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, to me, yes, it was a planned event. It was obviously, it went the way it was supposed to go, except they didn't get it all done. I mean, and we know, and once again, and here's where the racism comes in. We can't stage an event like that. We can't stage an event like that.
How would
it
we?
It won't happen. No, I mean, because one, Congress, the Congress people, I guess we could get the black Congress. We could try to hit them up, but I don't think that it would happen.
I don't think they would be in on that.
Right, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. So if we're talking about a staged event, yes, it can only be a certain group of people in this country. We understand that. And so that's what we talk about. When we talk about staged and what could happen, what will happen, how would it happen, we know that that could happen with them, not us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close. It's a never proposition. Never. And so,
yeah,
here we are next week. Monday. Gonna be awesome. Are you ready?
Well, that's Martin Luther King Day too, huh?
Yeah.
MLK
Day. Yeah, MLK Day. It's going down.
We'll see.
It is going down. I will have popcorn. I bought a new popcorn maker, brown sugar. I will have my new air pop popcorn. Buttered up, I'll be ready to go. I'll be kicking my feet up, ready to watch the fireworks. I'm hoping to be entertained. I am so hoping to be entertained. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. You guys have a safe weekend and rest of this week. You want to continue to chat? We are in the chat room, smoothdrama.com. Holla at us. We can continue the conversation. Other than that, have a great weekend. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
together, you got to move. Drummer, smooth.